What's up, people? This is episode 69. Yeah, we're going to get a little freaky this episode. No, we're not. sorry. 69th episode. How the fuck did that whole sexual position even start? Like, who came up with that? Is there any, like, is there any documentation on who came up with that, the whole 69 position? Was it a man and a woman? Was it two women? Was it two men? What the fuck? Why can't it be two guys? Why can't it have been two guys that just came up with that? You know, wanting to save some time. It was like cavemen, maybe. Two gay cavemen. I'm really trying to think, like, how do you... I don't know. Maybe just one guy was just like, look, usually I suck your dick first and then you suck my dick. Is there any way we can... Oh. But then they just kind of, you know, they did some things on the floor. They tried figuring out different positions and then magically just... There you go, 69. Now we're just, you know, we're sucking dick together. All right, I'm so fucking sorry. I don't know how we got there. This episode, what am I talking about? This episode, I talk about, I talk about my cat. He's all right. We get into that a little bit. We talk about the UFC event that just passed. And we also talk about just this really nice ass I saw the other day. I don't know what it is. I don't know where this started. It's not an infatuation. I just like a nice ass. I like seeing one. Just makes my fucking day so much better. I just like seeing a nice ass. I don't know where it came from. If I had to guess, I'd probably say probably like high school. I started like noticing like, oh, she has a nice ass. I know, but I'm guessing like as a kid, like middle school or, you know, I guess it was just tits at first. That's what I was, you know, because you see that right away, obviously, you know, so I don't know. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's, I don't know. I was a tit guy. Remember Elvira? She had the whole black on. She used to host, like, scary movies and shit like that. Like, she just had these big, you know, they were just mashed together. So I remember that as my first, like, crush. Like, my first celebrity crush. Like, I remember that as a kid. And she's still, you know, she's still hot, actually. If you ever seen her recently. She was at a... I think I missed her. I think she went to, like, WizardCon when it came down here. Or was it Comic-Con? She came over here. But I think the day she came, I wasn't here. So that sucked. That would have been nice to see her, you know. What was I talking about? Oh, okay, yeah. Let's start the podcast. Sorry, I got distracted. And then I'm not going to lie. I kind of spaced out. I was thinking about Elvira's, her breasts. Sorry. I want to be a gentleman. Her breasts. You know, I don't want to say her fucking hooters, her puppies, her tits, her sweater puppets. I don't know if there's anything else I can think of. All right, let's start the podcast. Hey, last week's episode was pretty much all about my cat. I was telling you guys about the goddamn ear infection we found out. Well, I came back from the vet. The ear infection is gone. Thank you. Praise Jesus. Yeah, that shit's it's gone. Unfortunately, we still have to... I still got to keep on giving him the medicine. And now he has to get a... The vet gave me a completely separate type of ear cleaner. So now I have to put two types of liquid into this cat's ear, which, you know, that's not going to be fun, but, at least the ear infection's gone. That was my main concern, so, I don't got to worry about that anymore, so that's good, right? And I almost forgot the best part, last week's, visit, you heard me talking shit about how much it cost. It was $104 this visit. This visit, not so bad, $86, I'm being sarcastic. I don't have $86 to just be throwing around, all right? I already told this fucking cat, you know, next visit, if your ears are still fucked up, then you're going to have to learn sign language because I can't afford this shit, okay? You know? I'm not fucking rich. I'm broke as fuck. But, no, I'm just playing. It's my little cat. Love my kitty. So anyway, that's all taken care of. Actually, there's something I forgot to tell you guys last week. Just something that really just rubbed me the wrong way. I got the cat in the bag, right? I'm paying for the visit, okay? So I'm up there. I'm at the register. And as the lady's going through her computer, this older lady comes behind me and she goes, "You better pick up your cat because my dog is about to come out from surgery." And I just kind of looked at her. And you know what? I would have picked it up in any other, like, you know, circumstance. But just the way she said, "You better," just really, you know, fucking rubbed me the wrong way. And as far as I know, she could have a fucking pit bull coming out there. But me just being the asshole, I was like, "Oh, all right." And I just kept my fucking dog down. I just left, you know, the cat in the bag. Her fucking dog comes out. She has one of these fucking, the Shih Tzus. I think that's what they're called. They're these little fucking dogs, little pieces of shit. They're not going to fucking do anything. I'm just looking at the dog. I'm like, "Look, I'm looking at the lady like, my cat would fuck your dog up. Like, if we're going to break this shit down like a UFC fight, my cat definitely has the reach advantage. Superior ground game, obviously. More athletic, more flexibility. The little Shih Tzu, he just had the weight advantage. That's it. He's just a little, you know, pudgy little fucking dog. You know, my cat has the speed. So, honestly, I think my cat would take him second round by submission. Rear naked choke. I'm just calling it right now. What the fuck am I talking about? Well, I wasn't planning on segueing into this, but it's pretty decent. Speaking of rear naked chokes, Nate Diaz defeats Conor McGregor. I don't know what the fuck accent that was I was trying to go for. But Conor McGregor, Nate Diaz is victorious in the second round. Rear naked choke. Of course, I missed the fight when it happened. I had to watch it, you know, a couple hours later because I was sleeping. Good fight. Got a little bloody. I'm always a fan of a little blood here and there in a fight. You know, it's not necessary, but I don't know. I like the visual. I come from pro wrestling. I'm sorry. Good match. I'm not surprised at the outcome, but, you know, I definitely wasn't one of these guys calling that, "Oh, yeah, second round, he's going to choke him out." Like, no. But I was going for Diaz. And, I mean, I'm glad he won. I'm happy for him. But, what does this do for Conor McGregor's stock? You know, he is still the champion at, what weight class does he fight at? Is it featherweight? I don't know. There's so many fucking belts. I don't know. But it's just weird, you know. This is why I didn't want the fight to happen. This is why I didn't want him to go up a weight class. Because if he loses, then it's like, well, is he still credible? Well, of course he's still credible. He's the champion of that weight class. But I don't know. I'm just not a fan of a champion, you know, going up just to fight, just a regular fight. If it was for the title, then okay. But I don't know. Shit happens. Happy for McGregor. Happy for McGregor. Happy for Diaz. Happy that he won. And then also, another rear naked choke. Fucking Misha Tate versus Holly Holm. Misha Tate finally gets a UFC title. And now she's going to fight Ronda Rousey. I'm not too big of a fan of that fight, really. I mean, we already seen this is going to be the third fight. And then, you know, I'm not a fan of someone losing and then getting a title shot. I've always enjoyed seeing if somebody loses, you know, work their way back up, get the title back. But, I mean, again, she was the champion for so long, and also she's Ronda Rousey, so of course, you know, they're going to give her the fucking title shot. But, I don't know, good fights, good co-main event, good main event. One thing that was really fucking disappointing, man, and this happens every fucking time something like this happens, as far as, like, upsets in MMA or in the UFC, you got these fucking keyboard gangsters, these Wi-Fi warriors, these, I can't come up with any other puns, but you get what the fuck I'm saying. You got these fucking clowns that go on and just fucking talk mega shit. Just talk so much shit about the fighters. And it's always the guys that wouldn't even have the fucking balls to step in the cage. Like, there's fighters that I'm not fans of. But I always respect anybody that goes in that fucking cage and fights, you know? I even have respect for, what the fuck, Dada 5000 and fucking Kimbo Slice. I think Dada is still in the fucking hospital, actually. He almost fucking died. I think his heart actually exploded in the fight. But anyway, like I'm saying, again, I have respect for them because they go in that fucking cage and they fight. You'll never see me in a fucking UFC cage. Obviously, because I have not one athletic bone in my body. You won't see me in a gym, let alone fighting in a fucking cage. And it's just, again, man, these fucking internet fucking cunts. There's no other way of saying it, man. Jesus Christ. I had to unfollow a couple of people. Really disappointing. Because I hate seeing that. Especially when you're fucking praising Conor McGregor, like his last fight. And then, honestly, I swear to God, people would have sucked his dick his last fight, and then now he loses, and then, you know, completely trashing him. It's just, oh, it's so fucking cunty, man. I really fucking hate that shit. It just really fucking irks the shit out of me. You know what else was pissing me off? Oh my God. Conor McGregor tapped out, right? Okay, deep choke, all right? Holly Holm, same position. She didn't tap out, all right? The ref had to, you know, get Misha off. I just seen so many people talking shit about Conor McGregor tapping out. Like, you know why Holly Holm didn't get a chance to tap out? Because she fucking passed out. Like, that's why she didn't. I'm pretty sure if she had a little bit more oxygen in, she may have tapped out, all right? When did it become cool to not tap out in fights? Like, is that a... I don't know. I don't know what the fuck it is. All the people that say they'll never tap out are like these fucking, these guys that have never even competed in fucking, you know, mixed martial arts or jiu-jitsu and shit like that. It's just, I don't know. All right, I'm going off long enough about this. Just congrats to Diaz, congrats to Misha Tate, go fuck yourself to the Keyboard Warriors. I just, you know, I don't know. It's just annoying. It's really annoying. But again, it's the fucking internet. I should be used to it. I am used to it. But yeah, still, it still can't, you know, I still can't help get, you know, I don't know, whatever. It's not going to stop, right? People are going to still be doing that shit. So what the fuck am I talking about? All right. Oh, wait, I almost forgot to tell you guys the best part about this whole trip to the vet. I seen this white girl with the fattest ass, okay? Or I should say, let me say it like Al Pacino. And you ever seen the movie Heat? When he's getting that guy? She had a great ass! Like, seriously. Like, God damn it. It's fucking yoga pants, man. Whoever invented yoga pants, just God bless you. And God bless the ladies that wear them. Yeah, like I said, just white girl. Not skinny, kind of petite. Just, pow, pow, just there. Just there. She was walking in. I was going to the door first. Me being the gentleman that I am, slash creep, I opened the door for her because, of course, the gentleman side was like, okay, ladies first. But then, the creeper sleazeball side is like, all right, I need to see this ass. And just she just walked by, gave me a smile. There you go. You know what the best part is? Check this shit out. She was filling out an application to work there, which is great news for me because it's a lot of older ladies that work there. You know, and it'd be nice to, just a little, you know, a little eye candy every time I go visit my cat, you know, just something to look at, you know? Shit. So it's not bad, not bad. Hope she gets it. As I was leaving, I should have been like, good luck. Hope you get it. I don't know. We'll see. If she does get it, there'll definitely be more trips to the vet I'll tell you that. I'd just be making shit up. I'd just be taking Francis. I'd just be taking Francis inside. Like, yeah, he has a... I think he's got the flu. Then they'll probably just be looking at me like, cats can't get the flu. He has something. So I think he'll probably have to be here for a couple of minutes. Hours, maybe. Days, who knows. I prefer that nurse right there. All right, let me get out of here. Let me turn this off. All right, that's the end of the podcast. I am driving home, so let's make this short and sweet, because you know my dumbass cannot operate a vehicle and record or talk at the same time. So let's make this short and sweet. As always, thank you for listening. Follow me on Twitter at The Rain Man Pod. Subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic. Actually, I just found out this podcast is called The Rain Man Presents. That's it. That's all you got to type in and search. And then that pops up. It all happened. It was all because, you know, I had one RSS feed, and then, you know, it got taken down because it had inappropriate art as my podcast logo. The good man, Danny Pinn, he made it for me. It was badass, and then they took it down for, you know, just bullshit. It had a bong on it. It was too much for the kids, you know. I don't know what the fuck kids are doing even listening to podcasts. But, yeah, they had to take it down. Then they put it back up after I went through all this email bullshit. So there you go. Just so you know, tell your friends. The Rain Man Presents. That's all you got to type in. You'll see my face. It'll pop up. And thanks, everybody, for listening. And I think that's it. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed listening to me complain about my cat. Complain about assholes on Twitter, and that's it. I didn't complain about a fat ass, so there you go. Hopefully you were entertained. Hopefully. I hope so. All right, that's about it. I think that's a cop behind me. All right, let me get off. Yeah. Before he pulls me over for podcasting. All right, take it easy. Love you. Take care. Bye.
Damn. Yo, Ray, that's you, baby? Damn, man. I heard all these things about you, man. Boy, I heard you been doing your thing, man. Wait, let me tap them pockets, man. Them pockets fat? You know I'm gonna get mine. Yo, Ray, baby, check this out. Yo, we done went through so many trials and tribulations, man. It's a shame, man. But you know I told you who the devil is, man. Always watch them people who lie to you. People try to cheat you, man, at your money. I told you, you ain't let me teach you out your money. Shit, man, what? You gonna let another nigga cheat you out your money, boy? You crazy? Alright, watch the tricks, baby. Cause the trick is a lie. And a lie is a thief. Trust me, baby. You know what I'm saying? Now give me a couple hundred, man. So I'm gonna do my thing, man. I'm going on the road when you get it, Yo, I already had the vision. Yo, Ray, I had a vision. I seen you, man. At Madison Square Garden, and I just came through, and you said, yo, and it was real, son, and you took the world by storm. They didn't understand it, because they didn't see that far. They couldn't see the forest from the tree. But Ray, I'm going to tell you, it's your time, man. Go get that paper, man. You understand? Get that paper, man, because it belonged to you, man. Laws of God, trust, keep a law in your heart, brother, and you won't fail. Trust me. Always remember, how far did thou travel? Thou travel as far as in the dimension you can see. What you see, that's all I can say, baby. Watch the liar, watch the cheat, and watch the thief. Yeah, stop. What up, nigga? Yeah, shit.